Greetings, everyone. This is Jonathan Alexander, editor of College Composition and Communication. And I'm here today with Chris Mays, author of Writing Complexity, One Stability at a Time, Teaching Writing as a Complex System. Joining us also is Jens Lloyd, editorial assistant for the journal. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we always ask folks to tell us a little bit about how you came to this complex subject.
Indeed. There's two starts to this. One of them is a post-it note, actually, that I saved for about 3 years while I was sort of working on this project. But just a little bit more context, I had been working with people in the psychology department where I was at Illinois State University, and also colleagues in the English department. And we'd been doing this sort of interdisciplinary study group on systems theory, and it was a big part of my research anyway. And so I was sort of steeped in this body of scholarship, and I was teaching writing at the same time. And so that's where the post-it note comes in. I kind of was talking it through with students and sort of hit on the idea that, and I mean, systems theory being a very interdisciplinary endeavor anyway, we had been talking in the aforementioned study group about the ways that it could be applied to different disciplines. So it's really a natural fit, but it sort of emerged in this conversation I had with students about the different levels of scale at which writing happens, right? And it just kind of clicked, the things that were happening with my research and then things that were happening with my teaching. And then, so I wrote it quickly on a post-it note and I saved it. And
you don't have the post-it note.
I don't have it with me now, but.
Well, give us a sense of what complexity is for you in this sense. I mean, what do complex systems theories offer us, both as scholars of writing and as teachers of writing?
Right. Well, I mean, the idea is that things that are complex, systems, can be better understood via this sort of body of work, this sort of methodology and body of theory that is systems theory. And, I would argue that writing is certainly nothing if not complex. And, in fact, it does display a lot of the characteristics that the other complex systems do. And this is not applied as an analogy or as a sort of like a graft onto writing. I really would argue that writing, it constitutes a complex system. And therefore, we're better able to understand how it works. We're not able to completely understand it, but just like with other complex systems, to better understand the relationships and the sort of the chains of causality that happen, therefore better teach it in the end.
So how does that manifest in teaching, do you think? What's a way in which this orientation, which makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, writing is so hugely complex.
Right.
Even without understanding complexity theories and systems theories until having read your article, it's like, yes, right, a complex thing and not reducible to one explanation. How does this approach then orient pedagogy for you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, the good thing about it is that it can take what we already do. It's more of taking what we do already and putting it into a kind of a scheme, I guess you could call it. So for instance, take another complex system like the weather, for instance. Mm-hmm. When people talk about with the science of weather prediction, it's understanding those levels of scale at which the weather works and understanding those relationships. And, it's not obviously my area, but the idea that being that when you study how weather behaves at different levels of scale, you can better predict how it's going to happen. And so if you think about writing, what we already do is study how writing works on these different levels of scale. And so I talk about in the articles, so something like ethos, for instance.
Right.
We're already teaching that. But that is in and of itself a sort of mechanism that works on a level, well, I would say on a sort of rhetorical level, but that works in conjunction with other kinds of levels that we also already teach, like, the technology on which we write. And you can extend this, pretty much in many, many directions. And the idea being that if we look at those things that we're already doing and we can look at those relationships between, say, ethos and, say, technology, then we're better able to kind of get a handle on how this is working. And so while we can't look at everything at once and say, you know, we're going to teach, you know, the complexity of writing, it's more about, like I said, a methodology or a scheme of thinking things one relationship at a time. How does the relationship between, again, ethos and technology work? And then, and let's open that up one more. Let's look at how the relationship between ethos, technology, and as I do in the article, pronoun choice. Right. So each one of those at a time, by looking at those and expanding, it allows us to allows us to teach in a way that's not just throwing up our hands and saying, well, writing is totally unpredictable. But it doesn't, at the same time, say that we can totally capture it. So it's
absolutely,
it's, yeah.
No, that totally makes sense. So here's maybe what I hope is not a curveball question, but as we're talking, I'm thinking about the recent push in our field to thinking richly and deeply about transfer and about how do students move from one, how do all of us as writers move from one domain to another, and what do we carry with us? Without valorizing transfer as the single most important thing in our field,
right.
Is there a way in which your approach through complexity gives us some insight into some of the complexity of transfer?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. And well, so my first thought is absolutely. And when you were talking about that, it sort of struck me that one of the things that I'm arguing that this approach allows us to do as writing teachers is to give students the tools, and this is complementary to other approaches. The writing about writing approach, for instance, is something I find very complementary. But to go back to that sentence, to give students the tools to basically to see relationships between levels that may be different when they move to different contexts. So as something that I say is, while the actual, the specifics of each context or each genre, right, will be different, the way that they will relate will be the same, and the general sort of homologous relationship, you know, that things echo on different levels of scale, that is a process that happens similarly. And so, you know, I would argue that this actually allows students to carry a set of metacognitive tools with them that allows them to, you know, in the best case scenario, to be able to see how writing works in different contexts. And so not obviously to teach a series of rote formulas that operate, you know, like, okay, this is how we do, you know, grant writing, or this is how we do create, you know, et cetera.
Right.
Well, I'm thinking of the student that you cite in the article who I think has a great line about, you know, it's not about coming up with a formula, but coming up with a formula to come up with a formula, right? So coming up with, and so that almost seems to maybe potentially get a transfer. But I'm wondering, talking about applications for pedagogy, obviously for research, I couldn't help but as I was reading through this, wondering about you as a writer and what complexity theory has done for you, has helped you see about writing or understand about writing. Maybe if you would go meta for a moment with this article, what has complexity theory helped you do or not do as a writer?
Yeah, absolutely. And so first of all, I just want to say that student, Ashley Dulce, that was a great line. And I'm in debt to her for coming up with that. And so, yeah, that essay, she turned into an actual published essay in our departmental journal on writing. And so, yeah, that's you can read that. But yeah, as far as my own writing, I'd actually look at it in a little bit of a different aspect of complexity, which is the idea of making a cut. And so sort of narrowing what we focus on. And that, I mean, that to me is huge. So as writers, and I say this, you know, you can't focus on every level at the same time. We can't be thinking of everything. I mean, and if you think about sort of something like writer's block, for me, that happens when I'm trying to write the piece like in a moment, like, you know, in the first sentence, I want to be, you know, the sentence that's going to start the piece. And thinking of it through complexity theory, which, you know, sort of the way to deal with complexity is to close off or to temporarily exclude that which you can't deal with at the moment. And so there's a good line by Nicholas Luhmann. He's talking about the way that possible futures impinge on the present in a way that, you know, deleterious. It's and so in the case of writing, the idea that, well, I'm going to, you know, focus on just one thing and go from there. So just one idea. And I know that sounds maybe in retrospect kind of like obvious, like, yes, you shouldn't try and write the whole paper in the first paragraph. But honestly, that idea of making a cut and just accepting the fact that I'm not going to be able to do everything at once, that's been really helpful. And so that's what I try and do. And it's just like the same thing with like layer, like when you do editing, you're editing at different levels, right? So sometimes you'll do content, sometimes you'll do you know, surface level stuff, and that's also making the cut. So this kind of methodology, this kind of method that I'm talking about, is that's it. I certainly use that.
I love hearing about this process. We should probably have a whole other podcast series that's just about how do people who write for C's actually write.
I would totally listen to that.
Yeah, I think that's very cool. Where does this research go for you now?
Right. Well, and this is another instance of making the cut, right? So I have a lot of different directions that I'd like to take it, and I am taking it. So, and I'm doing it on two fronts. One of them I'm taking also systems theory in terms of like a rhetoric system in which we conceptualize our beliefs and our sort of discourse, our arguments as a sort of self-sustaining system that operates as well on multiple levels of scale, which is part of an article I previously published, but I'm continuing that work. I'm also continuing with the writing angle. An upcoming project is looking at the way that revision works or sometimes doesn't work, like the sort of stabilities that we hold on to. And all of this is sort of what I would say is a sort of a posthumanist project. It's I'm doing an edited collection on posthumanism and Kenneth Burke, for instance, which two ostensibly, you know, incompatible sort of takes
contradictory
on
things.
Yeah. Which is, I think systems theory is good for things that don't fit, or at least don't seemingly fit, because it allows you to look at the kinds of the interrelations that you might not expect. And so that's, you know, it's a co-edit collection. My colleagues, Nathaniel Rivers and Kelly Sharp Hoskins, are also doing things related to that, and they're also doing good work. And that's sort of what I'm going toward. It's this idea of posthumanist rhetorics and posthumanist writing studies. And what does that mean? And how does that not sort of turn from what we've been doing, but how does it build on it? Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm going.
That's exciting. I love it. Chris Mays, Writing Complexity, One Stability at a Time, Teaching Writing as a Complex System. You can read it in the February 2017 3Cs. Chris, thank you so much for talking with us.
Jonathan Jens, thank you very much.
Thanks.